Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Luckett Peeris. Kane Williamson, who's been not playing one-day cricket, is being considered and is set to return for West Indies tour in the Test Arena, getting underway shortly. So that's the news. Kane Williamson back in the Test side. And in India, surprisingly, that South Africa is definitely set to win the second test as well, because there is been a dominance, and the test match that's being played looks a one-sided affair. Give you the details shortly on that. And also, Nikhil Chaudhary, a Delhi-born Indian now playing for Tasmania, is bucking the selectors in Australia. In a Sheffield match, he made 163 in 184 deliveries. And the selectors, while the Ashes series is going on, are looking at him pretty seriously. And of course, Bangladesh are also considering a few changes before the T20 World Cup. We are told that Habibur Rahman, Frimpong Maundell, and Rakibul Hashim, the three players who, in fact, were stars of the T20 Asia Cup for emerging stars, which was just concluded in Qatar, are being looked at to be included in the national team for the T20 World Cup. Why I made mention of this is that Sri Lanka too, we are told by the selectors confidentially, they too are looking at fresh legs for the forthcoming T20 World Cup, because some of the seniors in the national team seem to be tiring out and are not performing to expectations. So that is something that we need to keep our eyes. And remember, Sri Lanka will be playing Zimbabwe today in the fifth T20, and it's a must win because Zimbabwe is simply dominating. I just had a report from Pakistan. The Rawalpindi pitches, where all the matches have been played so far, is getting worn out. There are so much of spike marks on the playing surfaces. So it's going to help the spinners, because it will grip and turn. And it's advisable for players to try and make hay while the sun shines with the new ball. But that is only a foresight, not basically... I mean, it is also a prediction, no doubt, but then it has got to be implemented. Let's see how the game goes today between Sri Lanka and Zimbabwe, who have been dominating Sri Lanka in recent times. And I also read a tricky report. They say Sri Lanka has been the worst team in the Tri-Nation series. Now then, let's quickly go into certain details. South Africa made 489 in their first innings and were 26 for no loss in their second innings, because India was bowled out for 201. Jaiswal made 58 and Washington Sundar made 48. Marco Jansen, the star, 6 wickets for 48 runs after he scored a 93 batting at the tail end. So he's coming out and working out to be a good all-rounder for a South African perspective, which does a world of good for the Test Championships of the world. Simon Hamer took 3 for 64 and had the Indians in all sorts of trouble. So India trail by 262. In the meantime, the Sri Lankan under-17 team is on tour to Bangladesh. It's good to see youngsters getting an exposure on international pitchers, or I would say foreign pitchers, which will, do them a world of good in their cricket. And West Indies under-19 has beaten the English under-19 by 98 runs. So there is lots of potential as far as the West Indian youngsters are concerned. And then finally, before I wind up, just a few messages I need to give you. Habibur Rahman of Bangladesh is an opening batsman who was fantastic in the recently concluded T20 series in Qatar. Frimpong Maundell is the right-arm seamer who was among the wickets, very effective. And Rakibul Hashim, who is a left-arm orthodox bowler, has been considered by Bangladesh. And I wonder whether Sri Lanka will take a leaf from this you have some of the senior players who are really on the back foot in the national team, lagging, lack of form, call it what you may. So Sri Lanka selectors also might look at some of the fresh legs that they can pick from the emerging team. Meantime, the wedding ceremony of Smriti Mandhana has been postponed indefinitely because her father has had a bad heart attack. He's admitted in hospital and the doctors are keeping a very close eye on him. And also her husband-to-be has been admitted with viral fever. So that wedding, which was scheduled to be held during the course of this week, has been postponed. That's it from me and Lucky Peeries. Hope you did enjoy the podcast as much as we did enjoy bringing it to you. See you again tomorrow at the same time. Bye for now.